This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson.
Destructive wildfires continue to burn across Colorado, but officials are being careful in how they describe the blaze. They don't want to scare away tourists, as Megan Verley from Colorado Public Radio reports.
In 2002, the last time wildfire season was this bad, Colorado's then governor infamously told the press, "All of Colorado is burning today." B&B owner Sally Clark says those words had an immediate impact.
It was devastating to us, and people were canceling reservations right and left.
Many tourism companies blame that remark for killing the entire summer season, which may explain why current Governor John Hickenlooper had such a precise answer when asked about how much of the state has burned so far this summer.
Less than 1%, so it's a very small percentage.
But with all the headlines, would-be visitors could be forgiven for thinking the entire state is under a pall of smoke. Colorado Tourism Director Al White says his office is trying to counter that by providing up-to-date information to people who ask. But it's a tricky business promoting the state right now.
If we get out there nationally and say, hey, pay no attention to the fires, there's no big deal, come on out and play, they're going to say, what?
White says the real effort will begin once the fires are out, to make sure Colorado's increasingly smoky reputation doesn't linger in people's minds. In Denver, I'm Megan Verlee for Marketplace.